Welcome to the Terrible Podcast with your hosts from thehammerspeaks.com, David Todd, and from SteelersDepot.com, Dave Bryan. Just two Daves talking all the Steelers football you could ever want. And now, here's Dave and Dave.
Welcome back to the Terrible Podcast with Dave and Dave, my co-host David Todd. I've been wearing him out lately. He was at Steelers training camp today. Today's Sunday, July 29th already, day five of Steelers training camp. And if you've listened to the podcast for a long time, if you're a long-time listener, you'll recognize my guest today. I, of course, am talking about Nick Rakitta. You can follow Nick on Twitter, StillCityKid117. Nick, brother, long time no talk to. How you doing?
I am doing fantastic, Dave. I'm great to be back. I'm ripped, roaring, ready to go get into this 2012 Steelers season.
Absolutely. A beautiful day out there at St. Vincent College today. And I want to start off by, first of all, you had a bad cell phone or a dying cell phone today. And your girlfriend, Adrian, she did a great job. She provided some good info for us today. So, you know, big shout out to Adrian. Let her know that we appreciate what she did. That, folks can follow Adrian on Twitter as well, at DashGirl03. That's DashGirl03. Make sure you give her a follow too, and thank her for her content and all that she provided today as well. Nick, let's get after it here. We've talked a lot about the offense so far, so I want to start on the defensive side of the ball. Maybe some players that stuck out, that didn't stick out. Kind of some depth situations, and instead of kind of firing off rapid-fire questions to you, I want you just to ramble a little bit to start with, and I'll interject any questions I might have. So why don't you start us on the defensive side of the ball?
All right, well, we'll start right up front with the defensive line, rotating in with that first team nose tackle. We had Steve McClendon with Casey Hampton still being down, nursing that ACL injury he had at the end of last year. He's going to be out for a while, so I fully expect Steve McClendon to continue to hold down that number one spot there in the middle. And behind him, the new kid, number 95, the rookie, Alameda Ta'amu, he looks like an absolute animal in the middle. During one-on-one drills, he is just about as immovable as Casey. He is a big boy. He's short and squatty like Casey, and he's got a lot of thickness to him. And I think with him and McClendon beefing up a little bit, Steve McClendon definitely got a lot stronger than he was last year. I think those two are definitely going to do a good job all the way through camp and through the preseason and maybe into the start of the regular season, filling that void that Casey's going to leave in the middle. So I'm really excited to see what those guys are doing. It really looks like Steve McClendon has made a really big jump from last season. So I know people were high on him at the end of the year saying how good he's done. Well, this year in training camp, he looks even better. It looks like the light's really coming on for him, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do and what the rookie Ta'amu is going to do. Defensive end, there's a lot of rotation going on. Ziggy Hood and Brett Keith will obviously run with the first team. And Ziggy Hood, I'm sure a lot of people have seen the transformation videos and the off-season workouts that Ziggy's been going through, but you really don't get it until you see him in person. That man is built like a brick. He's one of the biggest individuals I've ever seen, and he's going to do just fine filling in for Aaron Smith. I know we all love Aaron Smith, and God bless him. He's going down in Steeler history, but Ziggy Hood is going to do just fine stepping in and holding down that left defensive end spot for Aaron Smith. Brett Keith, whole season veteran, you know what you're going to get out of him. Those two are going to be your starters going in. And then, you know, Cam Hayward, the rookie from last year, the second-year guy, he's going to come in, and he's going to get his spot too. Cam looks really good as well. He looks stronger, faster, obviously. Another year in the defense is going to do him a lot of good, and I'm sure he's going to see his spot this year, and he's going to see his playing time definitely go up a lot too.
Let me ask you, Nick, was he mostly on the right or left side today?
Cam Hayward was mostly on the right side.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
The other two guys I had my eye on for that fourth defensive end spot, I was checking out Corbin Bryant, and I was checking out Al Woods. And both of those guys kind of caught my eye today. I was, you know, during one-on-one drills, Corbin Bryant looked pretty good. And Al Woods really, really impressed me today. He looked really, really strong, really stout at the point of attack. And it's going to be an interesting battle going all the way through camp between those guys to see who can maybe lock down a spot there, because that's pretty much up for grabs between behind Ziggy, Kiesel, and Cam Hayward. There's spots up for grabs, and I think those two guys, you're going to hear a lot out of them, and they're going to get a lot of snaps in the preseason to see who can lock down that fourth defensive end spot.
Who would you say is ahead of who on a depth chart, or would you say they're about even, just kind of rotating in with the twos? Did you notice anything?
Well, right now, if I would have to put a depth chart together, I would say Corbin Bryant has a slight edge just because I think he's been in the system a little bit longer. But I think as of right now, the battle is pretty much up in the air where they were rotating in with the twos. And I think you're going to see a nice camp battle and a nice preseason battle going on between these guys throughout the
Nick, you dropped out on me there. Are you back?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you left off there talking about Al Woods and Corbin Bryant there. That's good info you gave us. Why don't you take us on where you picked off there?
Okay, well, basically it's just going to be between that last roster spot's going to be between those two guys, Al Woods and Corbin Bryant. If I had to put a guy ahead right now, I'd say Corbin Bryant just because he's been in the system a little bit longer. But I think that you're going to see a nice camp battle going on, a nice preseason battle going on between those two guys through the month of August, and we're going to see which one emerges. Now, maybe the Steelers have something different in mind, but those are the two guys that stuck out to me for that fourth defensive end spot. And other than that, that kind of wraps up the defensive line scouting question before we move on to linebackers.
Go on to linebackers. I heard the name of Chris Carter and Adrian Robinson on that right side quite a bit today. What'd you see over there?
I saw Chris Carter over there with the ones. He started out in James Harrison's spot. I didn't see too much of Adrian Robinson. I was more focused on Brandon Johnson and Chris Carter mostly, and then the other guys like us, Stevenson, Sylvester, and Sean Spence. But Chris Carter definitely looks like he improved from last year, mainly at the point of attack and his strength. I know that's really what they wanted to work on with him. We know he's quick off the edge. He has moves. He has speed moves. But they really had to get him more stout at the point of attack. And I think they worked with him a lot in the offseason, got him in the weight room. And you can see he's training hard. He's definitely bigger, and he got a lot stronger. And you're going to see him definitely set the edge a lot more there on the right side if he gets some playing time.
And Brandon Johnson, he started off outside. There was talk that they were going to move Sylvester and Brandon Johnson around today. Did you see Sylvester work outside? And on top of that, did you see Brandon Johnson work inside?
I did not see either of those guys move. I saw Brandon Johnson moving from right to left. He worked on both the right and left outside linebacker, but he did not move inside that I could see. And Stevenson Sylvester also stayed inside, did not move outside. As far as I could see, he was in that strong side linebacker position most of the day.
Okay, that's good info there. So Johnson working both outside linebacker spots. This is a guy that kind of intrigued me when the Steelers signed him, which, kind of led me to believe that Jason Worlds, going to be missing some time. And, they might have to – Brandon Johnson's a good special teams player, not necessarily used to being a rush outside linebacker. So he's definitely going to be one that I'm going to have my eye on in the preseason here. So Sean Spence running around much out there today?
Sean Spence looks good. Obviously, he still has to pick up the defense. It's going to be tough for a rookie to come in. But what impressed me about him is that I think Dick LeBeau said it, and a lot of the coaches are giving him a lot of praise, saying, this kid is smart as a whip. And Keith Butler said it as well. He's coming in, and he's really picking up the defense nicely. He's picking up the schemes. He doesn't look like a chicken with his head cut off all the time like most rookies usually do. He's doing a great job out there, and we know the kid can fly. He's a little undersized, but he floats the ball really nicely. He's got smooth hips. He knows how to read a defense. He picks his hole. He fires through. And if they can get him a little stronger, I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. And they're talking that he could be, one of those guys that, the best rookie linebacker that the Steelers have seen since Kendrell Bell. And we know how good Kendrell Bell was there for a few years until the injury bug caught up to him a little bit. But that's high praise for a rookie. And I think Sean Spence hopefully can live up to that, because He's really, really smart, and if they can get him a little stronger, a little bigger, I think he could be a really good player coming down the road for us and challenge Stevenson Sylvester a little bit, who also seems to be picking it up a little bit from last year. It just seems like the guy just keeps getting bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger, and I hope during the preseason we really see that he picks up this defense, because if not, Sean Spence is going to be right on his heels, and I hope Stevenson Sylvester's time isn't limited in Pittsburgh, because I think he's got some upside. But, you know, he's still got to show that he's ready to play, and I'm not sure if Stevenson's there yet. So we're going to see come preseason what both of those guys have.
Did Spence work any at the Buck today, or was he backing up Timmons at the MAC?
He was backing up Timmons at the MAC.
Okay, because there had been...
He was all...
Yeah, there had been some talk that they're going to work him out of position moving forward here. So apparently all that talk this morning that we saw on Twitter with the linebackers, nobody really moved out of position there. Walk us through the defensive backs there. You know, of course, we know about Ike Taylor, and, of course, Keenan Lewis suffered the AC joint injury today. What about the young corners and some of the young safeties?
The secondary is where we saw most of the movement going around. Obviously, Ike and Keenan started out there. I was actually interested to see how much Keenan was going to be moved around, because I know they're really high on Cortez Allen. They like what they see out of Curtis Brown. So I was really interested to see who was going to be out there at that number two corner spot. And Ike and Keenan started out as the starters, but then they really started moving guys around a lot. Cortez Allen stepped in with the ones. Curtis Brown was playing with the ones. At one point they had Curtis Brown in the nickel and Cortez outside. Then the next play they moved Cortez into the nickel and had Curtis Brown outside. So I think they're really giving all three of those guys a chance, meaning Cortez Allen, Curtis Brown, and Keenan Lewis, all three of them a chance to play out of position a little bit and really see who's going to step up and grab that spot. Keenan Lewis going into it is probably their number two corner, but I think they really want to light a fire under his butt and, you know, make sure to let him know that, hey, you do not have this position locked down. Cortez Allen wants to play. Curtis Brown wants to play. And there's going to be definitely a lot of competition in camp in the preseason. I'm really interested to see who's going to come out on top there. Either way, I think you win, because I think Keenan Lewis has definitely improved from last year. Cortez Allen is still very raw, but Keenan Lewis and Cortez are both kind of in the mold of Ike Taylor. They're long, lengthy, athletic corners, very physical, pressing, and I think it's going to be tough for guys to get off the ball on both of those guys. So I'm really interested to see who's going to come out on top there. And Curtis Brown is more of in a nickel type of role. He's more of in a nickel type of body. He's a little smaller. He's quicker, but he can still play outside. So I think the combination of those three guys is going to be interesting to see throughout the entire preseason. And as far as safety, obviously you had your normal starters in Ryan and Troy. Behind them, Will Allen and Ryan Mundy. And one guy that stuck out, who's been sticking out more to people lately, is Rob Golden. He was a corner in college. They brought him in. They're trying him out at safety. He looks to be flying around a little bit, sometimes out of position, but he looks like he wants to play. He's flying around, making some plays. And Terrence Fredericks also, the other backup corner from, I believe, Texas A&M, he's flying around a little bit, making some plays. Other than those two guys, I think the other guys are pretty much just camp bodies.
And that would include Myron Roll, who, you know, a great story on the kid, but wasn't able to stick in Tennessee and all like that. I know a lot of people are rooting for him, but I'm kind of with you. At this point, I think he's battling very hard just to even get a practice squad spot. If you had to pick one corner and you know, one backup corner, and, you know, and you can throw Keenan Lewis in this if you want, and one backup safety that had the best day and maybe some coverage drills or whatnot, who would you say?
Corner, definitely Cortez Allen. He's really been impressing me, and I made it a point to watch all three of those guys, meaning Cortez Allen, Keenan, and Curtis Brown, and Cortez Allen definitely impressed me the most. He's very, very tough on the jam. He's a long, lanky guy, so he gets his hands on you quick. He's physical at the point of attack, and he's got really, really good hips. You see him a lot of time when he's trailing a receiver makes a move, he's on him like glue, so he stays right in their hip pocket, making plays. Not many guys get over top of him, so I'm really, really excited to see what Cortez Allen's going to do. And I believe in the beginning of training camp or in the offseason at some point, Ike Taylor made the comment about Cortez Allen that Cortez doesn't really know how good he is yet. So I think when Cortez grows into his body a little bit and he starts to learn this defense and learn the schemes and get more comfortable and just grow into his athletic ability, I think he could have found a hidden gem in Cortez Allen.
And what about a young safety that stuck out to you today?
It probably would be Rob Golden. I mean, he's the only other guy I really had my eye on at the safety position. You know what you're getting kind of out of Ryan Mundy. He's been there for a while. Will Allen's an older guy, seasoned veteran, good on special teams. You know what you're getting out of him. So I kind of had my eye on Rob Golden because I wanted to see what a little bit of the hype was about, because I know they were talking him up in a little bit in the beginning of camp. And, you know, it's basically he looks like a rookie that wants to play a little bit. He's flying around the ball, trying to make some plays, out of position sometimes, but I like the hustle out of him. I like the effort, and I think he's going to push one of those backup safeties for their spot. And I think if he plays a little bit on special teams and makes a name for himself on special teams a little bit, he could push one of those guys. And I think they need a little bit of a fire lit under their butts, because I don't think Will Allen or Ryan Mundy is locked in at this point, because you know what you're getting out of both Troy and Ryan, but you need backup safeties because Troy, obviously, we know he can get hurt sometimes, and Ryan's getting up there in age as well, so you need these backup safeties. You need younger backup safeties to really step up. So I'm interested to see what Rob Golden's going to do through the rest of this training camp and through the preseason.
And to kind of round up our defensive back talk, that injury to Keenan Lewis today is going to cost him probably 4 or 5 days. It could even be a 2-week injury. We'll have to see how that plays out. But that's a bad time for him to do that. That means now probably the first preseason game, we're going to probably see Cortez Allen play at the outside spot, and Curtis Brown probably play the nickel. So, you hate to see somebody lose their job that way, but it's definitely something to watch. And these podcasts are not designed to be too long, but as I said, we wanted to focus on the defensive side of the ball mostly today. Kind of in a nutshell, kind of wrap us up what you saw on the offensive side of the ball today.
Things that stuck out to me, I was really trying to look at the running back rotation a lot. Obviously, Isaac Redman's going to be your week one starter more than likely. I don't see Rashard getting back in time for the start of the season. So you know what you're going to get out of Isaac, and I was really looking behind him then. And I think Jonathan Dwyer's more than likely going to be your two, and I'm glad he came into camp in shape this year. He looks lighter. He looks faster. He looks more willing to work, and I'm glad, you know, to see that he came in with a better attitude. And I think it lit a fire under his butt as well, knowing that he was going to come in and be the number two guy starting out in the depth chart with Rashard being hurt. I think it helped him, motivate him a little bit to get in shape, make sure he came in and passed his conditioning test, and really come in and show that he can run the football and definitely do some things when he doesn't have the football on his hands, catch the ball in pass blocking as well. And then behind that is basically a toss-up between Baron Batch, Chris Rainey, and John Clay, and I think the man that's going to be left out is going to be John Clay, honestly, because Baron Batch has looked decent through this camp. If he can start producing like he was last camp, I think he's going to be a lock, and they're going to give him a shot. And Chris Rainey is going to be kind of in that Dexter McCluster role. He's more of a specialist, bring him in on third down sometimes, line him up as a receiver, throw him some screens, some bubble screens. Obviously, he's going to help a lot on kick and punt return. So I think those are the four running backs you're going to see on the roster by the end of the year. And as far as some other skill positions go, Ben looked really sharp. There's such a big difference from Ben and the other starting quarterbacks. His release looked phenomenal. He's throwing a tight spiral for once, which you don't see too much out of Ben. But the ball looked like it had a lot of zip on it, on point, very accurate. Ben looks extremely sharp so far. Antonio Brown looks like he's going to play up to that new $42 million contract. He definitely looked like the best receiver on the field today. I'm extremely glad we retained Jericho Cotchery, because with Emmanuel Sanders not practicing today, I believe he didn't practice because they were on turf, and with his feet a little bit, they wanted to kind of ease him back into it yet. And Mike, obviously not being in camp, Jericho Cotchery definitely stepped up today. And those are, without a doubt, your top two receivers. And after that, it's kind of a hodgepodge of guys stepping in there. Derek Williams, Tony Clemens, Marquise Mays, Jimmy Young, guys like that. They're pretty much just rotating in. And other than that, that kind of wraps up the skill positions. If you have any questions before I quick move to the offensive line and tight end.
Clemens, a little bit of the drop still. I mean, is this kid battling Derek Williams for that fifth wide receiver spot?
I definitely think he's going to battle. I think they're both going to battle throughout the entire preseason. In the beginning, I thought that Clemens was going to have that spot locked down. Because being a draft pick, and I thought he was going to come in and lock that fifth spot down, and that was going to be the end of it. But, you know, he's been dropping the ball a little bit lately, so I think him and Derek Williams and even some of the other guys, I mean, Marquise Mays, don't count him out either. He's a young guy. He had a decent amount of production there at Alabama, and he offers you something in the kick return and special teams game too, so I don't think you count any of these guys out yet. I think you definitely got to go through training camp and through the preseason. I'd like to see Tony Clemens lock down that spot, but I don't think in any way is it a lock at all for any of those guys.
All right, take us quickly through the offensive line and the tight ends.
Offensive line basically lined up as they've been through training camp so far, with Trey Essex being on the left, then Willie Colon, Marquise Pouncey, right guard was Raymond Foster, and right tackle was Marcus Kilbert. And behind him, you had Doug Legursi lining up at center. At left guard, I believe...
It was Beecham, I believe.
Yes, it was Kelvin Beecham. Then at left tackle, you had Mike Adams. At right guard was DeCastro. And at right tackle, actually, they had Trey Essex on the second team right tackle. And basically, they were moving Doug Legursi around a little bit between center and guard. And Mike Adams and DeCastro worked in with the first team again. So kind of the same thing that's been going on through camp with that. And as far as tight ends go, he didn't practice today because of that little ankle tweak. So it was Wesley Saunders and Leonard Pope getting the majority of the snaps with the first team. David Johnson obviously being moved to fullback basically full-time. He was in battling with Will Johnson a little bit, who looks pretty good as well. I think that's an interesting little matchup to watch as we go through camp as well, because Will Johnson's a pretty athletic little tight end, H-back, fullback, whatever you want to call him. So I think that's going to be interesting. I'm going to have my eye on him a little bit. And after that, then David Paulson looked like a rookie a bit as well. He definitely needs to get stronger. He definitely needs to work on his pass and run blocking. We know he's athletic. We know he can catch the football as he did in Oregon. But he's got a lot to learn yet, and I think he's more than likely going to end up on the practice squad. So if he's coming back, it's going to be Heath, Leonard Pope, and then Paulson will probably see some time in the beginning. But as soon as Wesley Saunders comes off at suspension, he's going to resume his spot. It's going to be a nice little battle, too, between Pope then and Wesley Saunders for that second tight end role.
Is there anything that stick out with you for the first, you know, from today as far as with a noticeable eye as far as any changes in the offense with Todd Haley now?
Actually, most of all is that they're keying on the run a little bit. I know Haley said he wanted to run the ball more in Pittsburgh, get back to a little hard-nosed football like Pittsburgh Steelers fans love so much, and that's what they did a lot of during team today. Obviously, you know, we want to see the ball aired out a little bit with all the talent we have at wide receiver and tight end and all the skill positions we have, but they definitely focused on running the ball a little bit more. We're going to get back to some power football. And what surprised me the most was how many times they handed the ball to Chris Rainey. They ran him off tackle a little bit. They handed him a couple stretch plays. And so I think they're giving him a chance to show his skills off and see if he can run the ball and stick his nose in there a little bit and not just be, you know, a kind of utility player. They want to see him, you know, run the ball a little bit. And, you know, that's what I noticed mostly out of the offense today, and I think Pittsburgh Steelers fans are definitely going to like that a little bit more, get back to a little hard-nosed football.
All right, I want to wrap you up. Give me a camp stud from today and a camp dud from today.
I would say a camp stud. The guy that stood out to me most today was Cortez Allen. I explained everything about him that I liked, and I think he can only get better. I think he's got a lot of raw skill. And as he continues to learn this defense, I think he's going to do a great job and surprise a lot of people and move into a lot of playing time as the season goes on. And I think a guy that didn't impress me so much, I'll try and move to the offensive side of the ball. I'm going to go with, I think I might say Tony Clemens. I was eyeing him a little bit. I wanted to see a lot out of him because I liked his speed, I liked his size, and I know he had a couple drops in the beginning of camp, so I wanted to keep my eye on him, and he just doesn't look like he wants to take that fifth spot yet. I wanted him to lock it down, but he hasn't done that yet, and with the amount of guys that have at that wide receiver position, it's not going to get any easier, so I think Tony Clemens definitely needs to step his game up a little bit.
Nick, awesome as usual, brother. I'm glad you made it out there. I know it's an exciting time for you to travel over there and all, and I'm not going to hold you up from your friends and all. Let Adrian know we appreciate what she did today, and you know, we gave her a shout-out as well today. And for everybody listening, you can follow Nick on Twitter, StillCityKid117. He's fixing to get busy with me doing some charting stuff and all during the preseason and all like that. So, Nick, once again, appreciate your time. Tell everybody I said hi, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Will do, Dave. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure coming on.